Here we gather in that space between past, present, future, between here and now, in no time and all time. Here we gather, souls in female bodysuits, standing together. Feel that bodysuit that you're in. Let your breath move into the nostrils, awakening the body. That breath, that energy coming to you from home, enlivening you as a soul in this bodysuit that carries you. We affirm the value of the bodysuit. It gives us presence, it gives us movement, it gives us authority. This we have learned. Today we're going to travel back with our gifts, with our new knowledge, with our skills and abilities, back in time, following our maternal lines. Those women who sacrificed much to keep their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren safe. We are a result of their sacrifice. We are now traveling back to bless them and release them. So the power of our bodysuits, magnificent power of our imagination, our thoughts, and our emotions. We call to us those in spirit, those in the unseen worlds who are aligned to integrity of divine assignment, who are committed to expressions of all good, who are here for our highest and best personally and in all of humanity. We invite them to be here with us as our guidance team. And we're traveling back to a moment in time where a cause was anchored for safety that created limits, division, and yet safety. So be with me and let my voice carry you with ease and grace. Cocooned in the protocol of the guardian circle, we travel back in time to the count of three. Just imagine yourself, that very alert you, lifting above the body, suit anchoring here on the planet with authority, and you, that light being, lifting above your home, moving above your trees and the clouds, gently, gently, totally guided, lifting into that higher stream that can move us back to a cause in the past, what we call past. Just gently, to the count of one, you are safe. You are held, moving farther and farther back in time. Two, you can trust. You can be in the stillness, in the not knowing. There are those with you who do. Moving farther and farther and farther back to the count of three. Let your team move you down onto the planet again, as if moving into another body. You are there to witness and observe. And as you find yourself on the planet, held by the mother, You see that there is a village close by, and there are women coming from the village back into a sacred space that they have used many, many times. You know that that is true. They are moving together slowly with concern, little sadness, a determination. And you know instinctively that you are seeing a maternal ancestor. There she is. Your great, 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 great grandmother, way back in time. You see what she's wearing. You see how she is embraced by those in the circle, how these women respect and love one another. And yet they have great weight on their shoulders. And we follow them as they circle together in this sacred field. You will see the shapes, the smells, the plants, the animals, all that is there. And the discussion is this. They have heard through that etheric web of information that villages are being attacked by beings in what they thought were male bodies, but these beings are unlike any other male beings they have encountered, for they have no respect for the female, they have no empathy or caring for villages. They are aggressive, they are determined, and their whole goal seems to be to take domination over villages, not to add to the good. And in those villages where women have stood and asked them to pause, to be scanned, if you will, to see if they meet the criteria for that village, these beings run the women over. They have stumbled them, they have killed them, they have raped them. And it is alarming. They have no respect for those in male bodies. They use violence. And their whole agenda seems to be to dominate, entrap, and then use what the village has built. And so as that word goes out, the information goes out, circles of women within villages around the planet Earth are making decisions. What are we going to do? And this village with these 24 women have determined that they are going to hide the gifts that women hold, keep them as innocuous within their families, passing down those gifts from generation to generation until possibly there'll come a time when it will be known how to stop these invader types. And if that time comes, then this circle and their children and grandchildren will come back together, sharing the gifts amongst each other. And if not, the gifts will still be preserved within a lineage. So that is their plan. And they commit to one another, each woman, that she will hold the gifts sacred. She will teach the sacredness of it to her children and grandchildren, especially the women. And they will keep it safe and secure until hopefully a future time. Notice as they make plans. One woman steps forward and says, "I will take the gift of alchemy And I will put it into my kitchen, into cooking. And steps back. And another steps forward and says, I will keep the gift of plant healing. And I will keep it innocuous as a gardener. And she steps back. Another steps forward, and I will keep the gift of magic, and I will keep it within rhythm and drums. And she steps back, and one by one, the gifts are claimed. The contract to keep them innocuous and therefore safe is made. And there are two women who step forward and say, we are going to make ourselves totally neutral. We are going to drop all of our gifts so that we will appear as if we have nothing. We will be neutral. And we do this in order to go into the camps of these domination types to learn about them. We will sometimes appear as one of them because we have to discover more about them than we presently have knowledge and remembrance of. So we will hold no gifts, knowing that our sisters are holding them in our behalf. We will be the ones to call the circles back together when we find the secret, when we find the key to remove them totally from our villages and from our planet. That is our commitment. And they step back. So the circle now is closed, not to be brought together again in the same fashion, until there is authority to stop and remove these outsiders. There is not a light step as the women go back to their village. They know they go back pretending to be small, some of them pretending to have nothing to offer. They know they will often be denigrated and have to accept that, but they will survive. So as we watch that happen, we know we can now go call that circle together. And we do. And all of them come together. And we say to them, we have returned the authority of women. We have now found the restoration of the discernment, the assignment, and know how then women are key to removing these outsiders, these dominations, to dissolve systemic domination and greed. And we want you to know we have anchored it in the future from which we came. And now we are anchoring it within your circle. So we stand with these women and we say, we will model for you the gift that's now anchored in the future. You are now going to be connected to that gift because we are bridging it back to you. So we have them put all of the gifts, letting it be all moved around each other so they all have them all again, back in time a little. There they all, everybody has every gift. Smiles on their faces. We say to them, now you will feel a sense of offness. And we wait until one of the women say, yes, I feel it. And the others begin to say, I feel it too. We say, okay, with your visionary eyes, look out as far as you need to look. Where is it coming from? And they go like, it's coming from a group moving toward our village. Yes, that is the outsiders. You were so correct in that discernment. Now, instead of having to hide, this is our gift and restoration. We call in all help from the heavens, PTO group specifically, our legions. We say to this PTO group, activate your work. These beings coming toward our village are not acceptable in our space. They have no right nor power to be here. We command that they be removed. And we hold space with this circle of women. And we watch and sense as the PTOs identify, stop, contain, neutralize, and then remove all energies with domination agenda. Hold the space. And it is gone. These women are thrilled. And we say, what we want from you is to share this information with women in other villages and pass it on to your daughters, your granddaughters, your great-granddaughters. We are sharing it from the future back. We want you to share it from the past forward. Then the gifts of the circle can be brought together as one. And that is our gift in our intention. Just notice their agreement. Ask if there's anything you need to know from them or give to them. And when that is complete, give them a blessing, receive a blessing from them, and then find yourself back in your physical body in what is present moment and time. Blessings.